Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Collie, and this is a Friday special edition of Daytime After Dark, Friday afternoon. I know we are usually here Friday night, but we have a special guest Friday afternoon, Hilly Garbus-Robus. Crap, I hope I didn't say that wrong. Okay, you guys, she sent in so many good shows. Texas, Mr. Smith, Lone Star, North and South Book 1 and 2, TV series, Dynasty, The Twilight Zone, Emergency World, My Today, Malak, The No Hospital, 7-7, At the Routine, Law and Order. Okay, if I name every one of those things, you know, the whole interview will be over. So I might as well bring her on because, you know, my love for talking. So here's welcomes Terry Garbus-Robus. I hope I said that right. I really do. Hi, welcome to our crazy show.
Hi, how are you? It's actually Terry Garber, and you don't say the
well,
I only use that.
I mean, I think with being stuck home, quarantine is not fun.
No,
and,
it's not.
I mean, the interviews are great because everyone is saying yes. So, I mean, that part, you know, okay, thank you. But the part of, you know, going to Target is weighing on me because I'm addicted to shopping very, very badly. Yeah, so, but, you know, I mean, I know it's safer to be here at home than out, and I just think everyone needs to hunker down and listen to the scientists and not the person in the White House. Yes, I'd say that's so nicely as I can. So when David scheduled you originally, I'm like, okay, David, who are you talking about? And because in my mind, I'm like, okay, I know I've seen her, and it was like bugging me. And so then the other day, you were on an episode of Seventh Heaven. The Forgive Me Not episode was I Love Seventh Heaven. It saved my sanity. So how was that? How was working on that? Because that's like one of my top 10 or top 20 favorite TV shows of all time. How was that, doing that show?
It was great. Yeah, I do remember. I mean, it was short. It was fun. Everyone was very professional, very nice. I'd known Stephen Collins by then for many, many years. And Catherine Hicklin was wonderful. And Hicks, rather. And or was it Hicklin? Is it Hicklin or Hicks? Catherine Hicks. Yes.
Yeah, and
she
you were
wonderful.
A doctor on that episode.
Yes, I played a gerontologist who deals with
Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You did first. Agreed. That was a great episode because Annie did not want to believe the doctors. She was, you know, being really, you know.
It's a hard thing to hear.
It's
know?
A hard
it's
thing, and
to have. And it was a very nice episode because they handled it really beautifully, I thought.
Yeah, and they handled it throughout the whole series of it. And, you know, the last the father, well, the father died in real life, and so they had to kind of kill him off, which I hated.
Yeah,
wrap the storyline. But he didn't die from Alzheimer's. It was just a slight heart attack in his sleep. So the thing is, yeah, you have Alzheimer's, but, you know, you can be taken from some other thing. You know,
yes,
and
absolutely.
So I just thought Seventh Heaven paved the way for the Alzheimer's storyline, we are dealing with that on the new hospital right now, which is heartbreaking. Like, I want to cry every episode lately, but I won't. But then, you were on the new hospital in 1993. So who
right.
do you work with? Because I'm trying to picture you on there because I've been watching
strange.
GH for so long.
It was a very strange storyline. It was when Tony Geary decided that he wanted to play a character named Bill. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, God. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And Bill had a girlfriend a long time ago who was blind. His name was Victoria Parker. He takes her to now that was who I played. He takes her to General Hospital. She gets her eyesight restored, and they resume a relationship for a year. And then it doesn't work out, and they break up, and I go away. So that was pretty much the series. I think Emma Sams was also involved with him, and there was like a triangle where my character was like, who do you really want to be with? And I think you want to be with Emma Sams. So I don't really quite remember it exactly that well, but I remember it was a strange storyline.
Well, it was crazy. Bill Eckhart was crazy. You know, they brought Bill Eckhart out of retirement or whatever, 2015, and that took over Luke. I mean, you know, it was a crazy storyline because we all thought Bill Eckhart died or something,
right.
And then we consumed the body. And then he took over Luke and kidnapped Luke with, you know, but I'm jealous of you. I'm totally jealous of you because I love Anthony Geary. I mean, if
he's
you say
wonderful.
You also worked with Monique Spinell too, I would probably be timeless.
Really?
Week, but, you know,
no,
I mean,
I
Anthony.
Work with him. He was just, I think he was just sort of starting. He'd been on for a little bit,
yeah,
but
he
not
was
very long.
Started, you know, so for people, it's the Bridget Monique Spinard, Anthony Geary, that, you know, the three main, you know, heroes of our show. No, okay, I don't want emails anymore, but you cannot have a hero as a mom stew. Yes, you can. So, yeah, but, I mean, I can see why it would be crazy. Bill Eckhart was crazy, but if the new hospital wants to bring you back on again, I will do if, you know, I have some clout. You know, I think if you need the work, I will do it because, mainly because then I can say, give myself some credit, but, you know, beyond the AIDS is cool, and you were also on Santa Barbara.
Right.
So how was working on that before, you know, they killed it, before
right.
they took out the air of stupid people?
I have to say, my experiences have always been really good with most productions. And with Santa Barbara, it was really fun. I made really good friends. And, you know, I don't really remember the storyline very well, but I remember it was really fun. And I was with A. Martinez, who's fantastic and just the best person to work next to and opposite. And it was a good experience.
So who did you work with on there, on Santa Barbara? I'm trying to, like, refresh my
Martinez.
Memory.
With A played Cruz.
Okay.
He played Cruz.
Okay. A is a friend of mine. And
uh-huh.
he loves me. He would do anything for me. And so you've got to work with A. I don't know if I should be really jealous right now. Because after all, you were working with a really good friend of mine, and he was great on Santa Barbara. And, I mean, you know, I was low doing Santa Barbara, so it's like, you know, really hard, like, wait a moment, you know, and I was in school too, so, you know.
Yeah.
I couldn't skip for every soap. I mean, I skipped
right.
a lot of general hospital. And, yeah, but you gotta work with A, and A is, like, awesome.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, the guy has not AIDS. Let's just put it out there right now. The guy has not AIDS. So, A, if you're listening, I'm just throwing you the biggest compliment in daytime. Thank you very much. So, so Santa Barbara, you were only on for a year.
Right.
They should have just kept you longer. That would be not nice of them. They could have kept you.
If they were cutting down on people because they were getting fired pretty soon, you know, it's being canceled pretty soon. So they were doing everything they could, and they let a lot of actors go at that time and kept some people and worked around those storylines.
Well, yeah, I think when, you know, Santa Barbara went off, a lot of people are still not happy with that to this day. A lot of people, you know, do not, you know, wanted to go, do not want to. Still, I hear from this day, people are still mad about it. So, and I get it. I mean, and we all know who killed that soap. And I'm not going to say the name, Brian Fonz.
right, exactly.
Sorry, it just came out. It just comes out.
It just came out.
And I know, but the truth of the matter is, he did that. He did that with One Life to Live. He did that with AMC. So... Yeah, and believe me, Brian Fong wanted to be interviewed by me. It would not be a really good interview because of all the damage he has done to people's lives.
Yeah.
People's lives, you know, a lot of my friends who are actors got screwed over, you know, they did. To be honest, they did, and it still to this day makes me mad because everything he did was wrong, and, you know, I wish the filing of Fonz came earlier than it did, but when they finally got him out of there, I was happy myself. I was throwing myself a little party because, you know, I felt like the reign of him was over, and then... You know, you were on As the Return for 5 years, and I was, so how was that because, you know, that was 2 years before it got canceled, so I think, no, a year, okay, it was
canceled.
A year before it got canceled, so it was a crazy year, you know, it was a crazy
was
3 years. And, you know, the writing was on the wall with some, you know, that could be canceled. But people did not want to believe it. So how was your experience? Because you worked on the West Coast, but At the Returns is on the East Coast. So how, was it a different kind of vibe?
I live on the East Coast. I live in New York. And I So I was not a West Coast person at that point. It was, you know, it was a really great soap. It was a great character. It was a lot of fun. Towards the end, it got very hectic because they were getting canceled. Their budget was really lowered, and they would use a few actors and give them a lot of pages of dialogue, and so it was very difficult, and it was very challenging at the end. I was on, actually, it was canceled a couple of months after I left, and I loved it. I loved the experience. I loved the character. I loved the man, Christopher Gautman, who was running it. He was a really caring and great person, and, you know, it was just a really good experience, and I know how people... And their grandmothers were watching it, and you know, for many, many, many years. And so when they cancel something like that, it's like it takes a piece of you because you've invested so much time in it. And that was the same with All My Children, and the same with One Life to Live. People spent a lot of their lives watching it with another family member, with their grandparents, with, you know. And it was a whole experience for them. And so when they were canceled, I think it was very difficult and people were very angry.
I think people were more angry too at the timing about that because, you know, the day they canceled, as the Tunes, Guiding Light, All My Children Want My to Live, the timing of the cancellation, I did not find it funny because they did it on April 1st day. So of all people, and I was on air, it was like my first year on radio, and everyone's like, okay, it's an April 1st joke. People, come on, this is not happening with all false hopes. And I'm like thinking, okay, you guys, once they hit Entertainment Tonight and Inside Edition, you guys, it's true. We are screwed, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, they did not want to believe it because it was on the April 1st, you know, but the writing was on the wall with both At the Tunes, Guiding Light, Blow Away Breath, Guiding Light to go to the hospital way before that. So the writing was on the wall for those soaps. And I think, truthfully, you can blame Johnson & Johnson for not wanting to do soaps anymore with, in my opinion, that was a stupid reason. You know, if you didn't want to do it, you should have just found a backer that wanted to keep daytime up.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, that's my beef with Oprah Winfrey for the last 12 years. She had the money. She had the capital. She had everything. She could have came in and saved all those soaps, put them on the old network. And the fact that she did not, because, you know, she was busy, you know, trying to get Obama elected, for her not to come in and save daytime after she always says how much she loved it, to me, it was a slap in the face for the daytime mood. You know, it was, I felt like we needed someone to save us. And now that we are down to four soaps, it's scary. It's really scary. And as of yesterday, we are down to two soaps until the quarantine is over because YNR and Bo doesn't have any more episodes.
Right.
And Zeno Hospital will be losing episodes the end of May, and Days of Our Life will be the only soap who has new episodes for the next 7 months. So I pray every day this virus gets under control because it's really going to hurt daytime in a way I don't want it to. I mean, it hurt you guys when the OJ trial came in. It hurt you guys, you know, so much with the OJ trial and so much with other things that I don't want to see ourselves going just because of the virus. And it is, I think it's a hard time with daytime right now because of the virus. So virus, can you just hurry up and get over with? Because, you know, people are dying, and so just stay home and behave. And you were also on Dynasty with, you know, which was a great soap, actually, with my grandfather's soap. How was that? Because, you know, you were on there. Again, they only keep you for a year.
No,
bad
two
people.
Years. 2 years.
Oh, 2 years.
And
okay,
it was my
well.
Choice to leave. It was my choice to leave, and I wanted to leave. It wasn't a good fit for me. But in the beginning, it was a lot of fun, and I made, again, some really good friends there. And but it just wasn't my cup of tea.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised someone would say that because, really, it's one of the hardest things in nighttime TV, and but the hours of nighttime TV back then were crazy. So
yeah.
I can see that. And you were in Carrington,
it wasn't,
so.
It wasn't really the hours. It was, I had just done north and south. I had a baby that was a year old.
Okay.
It was a lot of work at the time.
Having
people
kids.
Were not exactly professional.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, I just wanted to step away and do something else.
Well, and I can, I mean, you've done North and South book. You've done both of them. I've only seen one, and you were great in it, but I kind of fell asleep toward the end because it's a long, it was a long miniseries. So it was long, but it was good. I will say that. And before I bring the boys on, because if I don't bring the boys on and hug you the whole time, my life will be over. But Law and Order, you did. And Law and Order, Criminal Intent, you did, too. My two other favorite shows. And how was, I mean, going from Law and Order, the biggest Law and Order franchise, well, we can say Law and Order SVU now, is the longest. But back then it was. How was that? How was working on both of them before I let the boys on?
It was great. It was great. I mean, the storyline that I had on the original Law and Order was with Chevy Chase, and it was sort of the story, the true story was the Mel Gibson arrest back then. And so they ripped it from the headlines and they made it into a Law and Order episode. And I played the wife or the mother of the person who did the murder, and it was great. I loved it. I had a good time, and they were wonderful people to work for. And the other one was just a very quick, you know, no big deal outside, very cold. It was cold that day, and just, I don't really remember it that well, but I just remember it was a little cold, and it was quick, and it was done, and that was it. So that was fine. The first one was really great.
I mean, I think both, you know, and if you want me to get you on SUV, so you can say you've been on all of them.
I know, that was so great.
I mean, they are great, and, you know, I think it's one of the great, you know, shows that just keep on, and for SUV to go into the 22nd season next year.
I know, it's incredible.
Wow. Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
I mean, but Dick Roof knows what he's doing. He is doing One Chicago. He knows a hit when there is one. And it's like,
incredible.
You know. And I'm saving all my primetime shows lately because my thing is when the soaps are not on, then I have to catch up on primetime. That's, you know, I have like 9 or 10 I should be watching, so I'm really bad right now. But I'm going to let the boys on, and 707, you're on my air.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air with us.
Terry Garber, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you clearly.
I am, like, it's not my real name, but I'm known as Alvin, but my real name is something else that Alvin's the name I'm going to use right now. Like, I heard you on the Blog Talk Radio show, like Brandon's boss with, like, some guy named Brandon was on your on that show several years ago. It's my understanding that, like, at least, like, judging from stuff I run on the internet, like, you either appeared on Marcy, as far as Santa Barbara is concerned, you made your first appearance on Santa Barbara on either Marcy Walker's second to last episode of appearing, or like very last episode of appearing. It's like it's kind of conflicting, probably the second last episode, I think. Did you work with her at all on that show? I know it was around the time she left to work on the ill-fated, like, primetime series Dallas Square. Did you work with her at all, or she had already, like, gone up and gone for, as far as production is concerned?
With Marcy?
Yeah.
I only worked with her that brief time on Santa Barbara. That was it. And
was it the one where it's just like she didn't, like, was it the one where she was like was about, like, she was, like, you know, where, like, you know, Cruz didn't actually didn't see her or something, or what?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I
don't remember. And,
it was a long time, I understand. Like, you said that you got, on the Brian's buzz, that you got a lot of hate mail during your time on Santa Barbara because, like, you know, like, because, like...
Right.
Like, I mean, I'm sorry, but, like, I imagine that, like, you know, that Joseph Bottoms and, like, Sharon Walter, who had previously had roles on Santa Barbara, got a lot of hate mail during their times on the show as well, because they played up characters who, like, messed up, you know, who made lives miserable for Cruz and even miserable. Like, you know, like, I mean, did the hate mail really, really bother you that much? Personally?
It didn't bother me. Like, I didn't take it, like, personally, but there were some that were very strange that I turned into the FBI. But, you know, other than that, you know, they were just people who wanted Marcy on instead of me, and I can understand that. That's fine.
Yeah. And one more thing before I go, like, did you work, is it true that you worked with Teo Penguis for a time on Santa Barbara? By the time he joined, like, Marcy was long gone.
I don't think we worked together, no.
You didn't work with Teo?
No, I didn't. He was on there, but none of my stuff was with him. He was with, I think his character was with Nancy Grand's character. I don't remember, but I know I didn't work with him.
Okay, all right. Thanks for talking with me. Like, take care. Like.
Absolutely, take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks for calling in. And I will put you, okay, he hung up so fast, okay. Now I'm bringing on my little, let's see, David's been good today, so, hey, David.
Hi, Terry, how you doing?
Hi, David, how are you?
I'm doing good. Can't complain down here in Florida, the rain, putting our rain down here right now.
My mom is in Florida, too.
Yeah. I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, it's Miami, so it must be raining there, too.
Yeah, it's pouring out rain. Just like, on Dynasty, what was that work with John Forsythe? I know you had seen
great.
With him. John
it was
Forsythe.
Amazing. Yeah, I mean, he was amazing. You know, he was such a kind and such a giving man. And I just loved working with him. And he was so handsome.
Yeah, rest in peace. Yeah, seeing that. And Joan Collins, what about her? You had things with Joan Collins?
Most of my stuff was with Joan. And I, you know, sometimes she was wonderful and sometimes she wasn't.
I can imagine. Huh? I can imagine. Also, you were on Texas. What was like working on Texas? So, Texas.
Texas was my first television job I ever had, and I was really thrilled, and I was really excited, and, you know, it was good. It was canceled, however, but it was really good to be on it. It was my first job. It was very exciting.
Yeah, I can imagine, too. I watch Texas sometimes, And I love North and South, both of them, both, one and two. What was like working on that, North and South?
The which one?
No, both of them, North and South. Book one and two.
North and
South.
Right. What about North and South? Well, I'm sorry, what did
what was like work on that?
Oh, it was amazing. It was, you know, star-filled, and we knew it was a huge production, and the values of it were so incredibly high. We had beautiful costumes. We had gorgeous locations, really fun people to work with. I was 25 at the time, so it was like a whole world to me of just fun and living on location and doing what you wanted to do and doing this great work also.
A good idea.
Great. It took a year to shoot. It was great.
Wow, that's a long time. Also, I saw your episode of ER. Working on that, ER.
ER was good. By the time I got on to ER, they were tired of it. They had been on for many years, They were tired. It wasn't a great, fun experience. It was just, you know, spit the words out and hit your mark and let's get it over with and let's get it done quickly. You got like 5 minutes to do it. It was not a great experience.
Did George Clooney ever play tricks on you? I know you're known for that.
George was already gone. He was already gone.
Oh.
Most of my stuff was with Anthony Anderson. Anthony, what was his last name?
And then Edwards.
Edwards, right. Tony Edwards, right, exactly.
Yeah. You've been on so many shows. I could go on, but I won't. I mean, I love you and everything. You've been on so many of my favorite shows. But thank you for coming on. We really appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
Okay.
You're always welcome back.
I'm on Bobby.
What?
Hey, Terry. Hey, Carly.
Hi.
Hey, Terry.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
Now, you worked with Nancy LeGrand on Santa Barbara. Did you also get a chance to work with her when you were on General Hospital at the time, or she didn't come to that show at the time?
You know, I don't think she was on the show at the time I did it. I like Nancy
right.
a lot. I think she's a really great woman. But
right.
I've not worked together on General Hospital, no.
Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to work with Vanessa Marcell, who became a great actress, or was she on 90210 at the time? Because I'm thinking she might have been either on 90210 at the time or was on that show at the time.
I only worked with Anthony Geary and with Emma Sams.
Uh-huh.
And I think Randolph Mantus.
Oh.
That was it.
And now I know that there was a lot of Crystal and Alexa's cat fights on Dynasty. Were you ever involved in any of the cat fights on the show, not in real life?
I was involved in one sort of, not such a cat fight, but sort of a cat fight with Joan Collins. Where my character is trying to take over her empire. And so we had a fight over that. And she fired me.
Yeah. Now, if they ask you, if they ask you to do the current dynasty, would you be welcome to return back to the current dynasty if
sure.
they ask you?
Sure. I mean, it would depend on a couple of things, but, yeah, for the most part, sure.
All right. Well.
Right in. Tell them if you want me.
Yeah. It would be nice if now that there's rebroadcast of General Hospital episodes, old episodes on Friday, it would not surprise me at all they revisit the storyline that you was in with Tony.
Oh. Well,
I mean, I don't know if they will still have the tape because you're talking about something that's almost 30 years old, but I don't know if they will
right.
still have the tape or not. But I'm sure that with a little bit more with technology and everything, it can make it as close as possible to restore it to today's standards than what it was with 1990 standards with the right proper equipment and stuff like that.
Right. Right.
Well, I
have no idea.
Right. Well, I guess let some other callers on here, and you've been great guests, and you're always welcome to come back to the show.
Thank you
Mike
so
Davis
much. Said. Thank
All
you
right,
very
have a good
much.
One.
Much appreciated. You too.
All right.
Okay, yeah, and Terry, we would love to have you back because if you don't come back, David will be crushed, and I can have my PR person crushed.
I have to tell you, he's been
Yeah, it's like he will be crushed, Bobby will be crushed, and then
you know, working with boys, you know, I gotta give them their ABs. After all, I do take the guides. So you just have to come back, because if you don't, my life is not good. But we want you to stay safe.
It would be my pleasure. It's been nice talking to you. Thank you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, and we want you to stay safe. And I know
you,
New York, you guys are stuck at home until May 15th, but it could be longer.
I think it'll be longer. And I, you know, I hope.
Yeah, so thank you so
safe.
Much for coming on. But please come back.
Sure. All right, thank you very
okay.
much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, okay,
hello,
I know, David, I embarrassed you again. I know. I just had
a
good day.
It was a great interview.
I just had a good day.
Hello?
I mean,
yeah.
Hey,
can you hear me?
I get all the men, okay? And you guys can fight over the woman, and that's fine by me. But I want to say a couple
me?
Of things on a Friday
me?
Edition.
Hello?
Okay, do not, people, do not inject yourself with grease. I can't believe I'm saying this, but people are trying to, with the COVID-19, they are trying to inject themselves with bleach. And it is so stupid to inject yourself with bleach. And if you're cleaning, this is a word of mine because I've done it before. Do not mix ammonia and bleach together. Do you know what happens, you guys?
Migraine. Can you hear me?
What?
I don't know if you put me on mute or not, because I was just saying, can you hear me? I think I know what happens
yeah.
when you mix bleach, and it's you don't want to just it could be fatal. Let me just say that.
If you do that, you pass out from the chemicals, you just totally pass out. And and that would be a bad thing. That would be so bad. If you pass out that way. Because I've done it. And remember, if you guys do ever have a grease fire, do not put water on it, because flames will still be coming out. And
yeah, we know that.
So what is everyone doing this weekend? I start with Bobby.
Well, I'm just going to just basically just try to catch up watching on some movies and stuff that I recorded for the last few years and stuff like that. I still have plenty of movies on DVD, and I'm going to try to get a chance to watch some of them this weekend. But right now,
we did not go anywhere.
Yeah, I got mostly Lifetime movies left, because I basically have done all the Hallmark Channel films that I can remember. So I basically have mostly Lifetime movies left. I'm trying not to watch the real scary Lifetime movies at night before I go to bed. Because I know what you have said in the past in various interviews. So I definitely will try to avoid that.
Okay, but boys, this weekend, if you need me by text, you should not text me at 7 in the morning. 8 in the morning, wait till like afternoon. Call me and sleep. Call me like sleeping in on a Saturday. And so what are you doing this weekend, David?
Well, it was raining, watch my soaps, back into my soaps, come 2 months behind, and be through that, what I'm doing. Watching movies, got getting too much thing there, raining at the weekend, put our rain. So that's what I'm doing.
So, you guys, are you guys all helping the, takeout people? Have you guys got takeout lately?
I've done mostly where I order it off the app and pick it up through the drive-thru. I haven't done that many takeout orders for pizza or anything like that because I think you need a credit card for Grubhub or Uber Eats, and I'm not taking no chances of using a credit card for that unless I have a gift certificate. And it's hard to get one, especially in the world we are in right now.
So what I'm doing this weekend, I'm sleeping, I'm eating, and I find myself, like, I ground myself, you know, from the kitchen, after a certain time, because, then I'm going to be in there all night, because I, you know, when you bowl, you want to eat. So, you know, that's my thing. And, also, I just want to say that our next show will be on the 29th. We have Tina Sloan coming back. And,
yes.
And that will be, what time will it be, David?
6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. your time.
Hopefully there'll be no technical difficulties this time, and like the last time, because I was unavailable for that, but I heard from what you and David texted me that night when what happened. So hopefully there'll be no technical problems.
Oh, God,
yeah,
don't curse me. Don't even say that. Don't. I'm very, very, very disgusted right now about that. But, you know, I'm very proud of us, actually, you know. You know, I have produced over 914 shows. Well, it will be in the bank in May. 914 shows. So that's pretty good, and we are kicking ass. And I just want to say that also we heard yesterday that ABC and CBS Soap Magazine are going out of business. The magazine from when you get in the mail, they no longer will be getting them in the mail, which sucks because I love to read in the bathroom. Okay, I just outed myself, but I don't care because, you know, that's a really good way of getting your reading done, if you ask me.
But now I have a question. Is Soap Opera Digest still going to be available for the
as far as
magazine?
Oh,
thank God, because I subscribe to that. Thank God.
Yeah, and I just also want to say that Also, I want to say, which is really cool, that, okay, so we are getting a similar effect on the first, but I found out that we are going to get another payment in the next couple of months, too. Did you guys
wow.
know that?
I think that's what I heard. It might have been our governor, or it might have been from the president. Cause I think it might have been from somebody on the news, but I'm trying my best to avoid the news, either because somebody will be on there every day about 6 o'clock at night during the 6 o'clock news, or just the same depressing news I've been hearing for the last month about this stuff.
So pretty much, you know, knowing that we get another one is a really good thing. I'm just, you know, and this is a good thing to do, because I'm, like, every day I thought maybe we'll get here sooner. What I've been doing, I put a load on my bank, and then I will get text when the payment arrives. Yep, that's what I did, because I've been looking at my bank every day, so driving myself crazy. And I just want to say, Brad Pitt, I am so proud of you for ripping into Trump, calling him a threat to the United States. Good job, good job, good job, good job, because you're all dumb. You know what? You should be in jail right now for everything you've done. Everything mm-hmm. you've done. And that Dr. Brixey is not... See, the doctor. She's not giving a damn about us. She's wiping his ass. Okay, so listen to Dr. Fauci over her. I mean, this is ridiculous. She goes on camera. She wears the stupid scarf. And she says whatever she wants her to say. So at this moment, she's not a doctor. She's enabling him. And I'm sorry, but he's going to get more people cured.
Exactly.
I cannot wait to vote him the hell out. And, Biden is in.
Yeah.
And, you know, and please do not go listening to Dr. Oz. Oh, doctors feel about this virus because they think it should not be closed down. Do not listen to Rudy Giuliani,
show.
You guys, who just compared
right,
to having diabetes
show.
To the virus.
Right, I don't even watch that show or Dr. Oz show. I don't even watch those
yeah.
shows.
Well, I know, but they both said some dangerous thing by Dr. Oz said that they should never close down the schools. It's okay if 2.3 people die.
And speaking of closing down schools, it looks like in the state of North Carolina, I don't know about the rest of the country, it looked like that the kids won't be going back to school until next year because they have already shut
yeah,
down the whole school
year.
Yeah,
and you know, we don't even know what that.
Our governor has said. And
we don't know, really. Let's be honest. The states that are opening right now, like Florida, like Tennessee, like, I'm sorry. You guys should not be opening back home. Wait, David, are you still in the stay-at-home order, or did you get lifted?
It's about to be lifted.
It got lifted?
Yeah.
Okay.
In my state,
you know what? I'm sorry to
say this, starting on the 8th of May. My state's going
to
go through a three-state plan starting on May 8th.
I'm gonna probably get bad reviews for saying this, but if you guys open up too soon, We'll never get out of this.
Exactly.
We're never going to get back to normal. So thank you, Washington, Oregon, California, Chicago, for using their brains on this. And, Yeah, and thank you to our government in North Carolina for being a part, too. That Las Vegas mayor needs to go. Now, she doesn't care about her people. She cares about opening the casinos in Las Vegas up. Okay. I would not be safe. I would not feel safe going to a casino right now.
I don't think gambling is the last thing we want to go. Casinos, lottery, or whatever, because we're basically risking our lives one way or another.
Exactly. But she wants to open Las Vegas. She's dumb as a shit. Okay? Okay? This woman needs to be out of office. She doesn't care about Las Vegas, you know? Kudos to all governor, Chicago's governor, California governor, Oregon, you know? They don't want to see us die. And we've only lost 711 people here. You know,
yeah.
At some point, come on, you had governors. You know, do not open the state. When you open up your state and people will go back at the beaches and everything, we are going to get another tidal wave of this in September.
I'll tell you one more thing, Carly. I'd rather be poor and broke than in a hospital bed dead because of this. I don't care if they have to reopen the state next year or 2 years or next week, but I'm not going to take no chances until everything goes downhill. And with this,
exactly, because it will go bad. But okay, since my voice is probably going to give out because I'm on a soapbox, but I have a month date from yesterday yet, so I cannot give my commentary. But you know, I'm sure Juan did something to mess it up yesterday. I'm pretty sure he did. You know, Carla Bari messes up on a daily basis. Right, buddy?
That's true. We all make mistakes.
Well, you know.
Well, that's why I watch with Delvin's attitude. Man, it was great. It's there to the day.
I just think, you know, David and I will never agree on Juan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You love Juan, and I hope the guy, you know, takes a flying leap somewhere. You know?
Yeah,
same arguments. You know, but, okay, we should go because someone's hungry on this panel. Have you guys ate lunch for dinner
you
yet?
People. You got me too. I'm hungry too.
What are you gonna have?
I don't know what you're gonna have,
Bobby?
Probably some fish or something like that.
Why are you having fish with salmon? Why are you having something yucky? Why don't you have a hamburger?
I don't know. I don't know. We might have that. Just the last check I told it was fish. That's the last check. But I'm getting hungry too.
Well, you know what? Screw healthy right now. Screw it. I have to stay home. Okay. Yes. David, what are you going to go eat?
I have an idea. I got home from Dallas. I'm not there yet.
Well, I'm going to fix this for a snack. And most people think I'm crazy. I did get a bread, and then I put goat seeds on it and sun-dried tomatoes, and a lot of black pepper on it, and it's so good. And I went home, they have tacos for dinner. You know. But it's only three here, but I haven't eaten all day. So, have a great weekend, and we will be back on the 29th. And David, please,
Wendy,
get back to me. Other what? And David, get back to me on the day that I need for the other guests. Tell me a day we can do it. Text me.
I say Friday, May 22nd.
Friday what?
May 22nd.
Okay. Okay. Bye. Bye.
Bye.